Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Ha'azinu, Yom Kippur, Tavshin Pei Beis, Alon Yishul Bein Lishmas, Ruch HaPer Basa Moshe, wishing everyone Gemar Chassima Tova. We'll try to connect each vort to Yom Kippur, whether you listened to this year before Yom Kippur, after Yom Kippur, it'll be before Yom Kippur, post Yom Kippur, still very Yom Kippur based. First idea comes to us, the Rebbe Rabbonim, Rav Simcha Bonim, Rav Shischa, Sukhus Yogan, Alein Olam, Beis Aleph, Ha'azinu Hashemam, Adaber, V'sishma, Haaretz, Imrefi, Ya'arof, Kamatar, Lekhi, Tiza, Katal, Imrasi, Kisiyim, Alei Deshev, Cherbim, Alei Esi. Basically, Moshe Rabbeinu is singing the Shira at the end of his life, and he says, may my teaching drip like the rain, may my utterance flow like the dew, like storm winds upon vegetation, like raindrops upon grass. Rashi quotes from Chazal. Rashi says, Zu, what's this Lashon Hara of Kamatar Lekhi? Ki lekach tov Torah shenasati liYisrael shechaim oilam kamater hazeh shechaim oilam. Just like the rain, the world can't sustain without rain. So too, the world can't sustain without Torah. Says the Rebbe Rabbanim, what's this mashal to rain? So he says an amazing thing. He says when it's raining, it doesn't look like anything's happening. Just like the flowers and plants are getting rained on. But listen to this Mori Degavort. But what happens after the sun rises, and after a certain time, the plants start to blossom? So too, when a Jew learns Torah, yes, maybe he doesn't feel inspired, or maybe sometimes he does. But after a certain time, it changes the person. Bechozos sofam la'asosov es pulasam, says the Rebbe Rabbunim. Kein divrei Torah ma'olim kishibah ha'chasal reiso. And when a Jew learns Torah, it affects who they are. Maybe not then at the 9 o'clock Seder, or maybe not then, but at the end of the day, they become a new person. Become a new person every single time a person learns Torah. You become a new person, like the Rebbe Nefesh Chaim or Chaim Velazhna used to say. Why is the Mishnah saying Perkei Avos Torah's kapeter umichsharto? It kashes up a person. It doesn't just mean that it makes us kosher, but it cleans us off like Pesach hechsher kalim. It kashes a person up. It makes a person kosher. Makes a person fully connected to the Rebbe Shem. That is the mashal of the rain to the Torah. Just like the rain, yeah, when it rains, it doesn't look like it. There's much happening to the ground, but down deep in the gray and down deep in the plants, what's going on? Tremendous things. So too, when a Jew learns Torah, a person is connected to the Rebbe Shem himself. This is the words of the Tashi Rebbe. The Tashi Rebbe writes in Vayelech Shabbat Shuva. He writes that everyone knows Dishra Hashem Bihimatzo, you should seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he's found. And Gemara says, where is he found? Asar Simei Shuva. What I didn't know is the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Dishra Hashem Bihimatzo, we should seek him out. Heichan, where is he? Hu Matzoi Bibatu Kinesios Bibatu Midrashos. Hainu Shibim Elu Mutu Alav Leishav Yoisib and Kosli Beis HaMidrash. The Lishko Aldasei HaTorah VaAvoidah. He says, at the end of the day, where's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu found? He's found in the shuls, he's found in the Batei Midrashos. And how important and crucial and critical is it all for us to be able to up our learning in Torah and our davening before Yom HaKadosh, before coming into Yom Kippur? And I thought this is incredible. This is exactly what the Rebbe Rabbunim, what Torah does to us, what davening does to us, Avodas Hashem. It helps us, it personalizes, it makes us closer and connected to the Rebbe Hashem, whether we see it at the time or not. But it does, just like rain does. What an incredible insight for the Rebbe Rabbunim and from the Nefesh HaChaim and from the Tosha Rebbe. Moving on to idea number two. So idea number two, we're going to stay with the same pasuk. Hasina Hashemayim v'adabei v'asim v'asha'ashim imrefi. Moshe Rabbeinu compares, tells the Shemayim he should listen, and the earth should hear his words. And then he brings this lashon of the rain. So Rasul Salanter says, what's the connection between the Shemayim v'aretz and rain and earth? So he says, and amazingly, Rasul Salanter, the founder of the Baal Musar movement, he says, just like a heart and a person's mouth is very far from each other, just like Shemayim v'aretz. B'chol zos, at the end of the day, yes, it looks like it's very hard, but maybe sometimes for the davening, for the learning, and for the Yom Kippur davening to penetrate our hearts. But the same way that Shemayim, the rain comes down from earth, and then flowers come from there, so too, a person has to fully believe and make sure that his Avodas Hashem and her Avodas Hashem, at the end of the day, it's not just Hebrew word lip service. We're not just going through the Machzor and seeing how many pages and then dividing by half to get to conceive the English. At the end of the day, the same way that Shemayim Ba'aretz is so far away, but the rain comes down and it quenches and it satiates the land, so too, at the end of the day, it might look like it's so distant, but at the end of the day, it does its job. And this is Yom HaKadosh, Yom Kippur, the Sram that Rizal says. Yom Kippur is called Yom HaKadosh. It's called the holiest time. It's called the holy day. Listen to the holy words of the Yisod V'Shorash HaAvoda. He said the Yisod V'Shorash HaAvoda, Alexander Ziskin, such an incredible words. Before a person goes to shul on Erev Yom Kippur, there's a minog to be able to give the children brachas before you go to shul. Listen to what he says. The main important idea is, Kodim Shelech Beis HaKnesses Yivarach Zbayu B'Bechia Atzuma. A person should be crying crying. And what's the bracha? Ikar bracha shi oivde Hashem yis'al l'kloy mechayim, that their children should constantly be growing. Yitel hem Hashem yis'al seichel bina basarasa kadosha, they should grow in Torah mitzvos. Ukshuka gedoylo b'liimud Torah hakadosh yom ha'valeila. Yitel hem chayim v'shel maruch, and they should have long lives to be able to learn Torah. V'yizkel was banim b'im banim v'nevan v'skim Torah mitzvos k'loy mechayim. At the end of the day, there's one bracha of the entire year. At the end of the day, coming before you go to shul on Erev Yom Kippur. At the end of the day, before we enter, what's the main thing? The main thing is we want our children. We daven the chima atzuma, says the Baal Yisod Vashor Shavoda. Chia atzuma, that you should feel connected to Yom HaKadosh. That you should feel connected to the Torah. Yom Kippur should be mashpia on the entire year. Should be mashpia on the entire year. That it shouldn't just be the pen and lave. That it shouldn't be disconnected in their learning, but they should be so connected. Their pen and lave should be connected. And just like Shemaim V'Arts look like they're so far, but the rain still comes down. So too, we ask the Beg the Rabbonu Shalom, comes Erev Yom Kippur. We beg the Rabbonu Shalom that our children should be connected to Torah and mitzvot, that our students should be connected to the pnimis haTorah, to the pnimis of what it means to be Yid. Not that you have to want a Jew, they want to be a Jew. They're on fire, they're connected to the Neshama, the Chelek, the Kami Mamash, like the Baal Tanya tells us. What an incredible insight from the Rav Yisrael Salanter and from the Baal Yisod Shor Shavoda and the Baal Tanya. Moving on to Din number 3. Din number 3 comes to us from the Rebbe of Kamarna, or Elazar Tzvi Mi Kamarna, and the Sefer Ben Basi. Pasuk Ches Lamed Beis Ches. V'hanchel Elyon Goyim, Supreme One gave nations, Befrido B'nei Adam, Yatzim Gevulos Amen L'Mispar B'nei Yisrael. Their portion, when he separated the children of man, he sets the borders of peoples according to the number of the Jewish people, Klai Yisrael. Rashi says, B'shvil Mispar B'nei Yisrael, Shasin Elotzeis B'nei Shem, L'Mispar Shivim Nefesh. Righty? Because of the number of Klai Yisrael, we're destined to come forth from Shem, the 70 souls, that's how the rest of the world comes from that. That's why we have the 70 nations of the world. It comes from the 70 languages, because it comes from the original 70 children of Klai Yisrael. Says the Rebbe of Kamarna, Lemispar B'nei Yisrael, according to B'nei Yisrael, Lemispar, it's a lashon of sapir, it's a lashon of illuminating. Yisrael kidoshim hem umeirim p'nei tevel b'kdushasham l'chol darchem lemispar kidugma sapir v'yalam hazoharim umeirim ba'oiram. Don't read it as according to the number of B'nei Yisrael, but according to the illumination B'nei Yisrael. This is exactly why the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Tzuchus Yogin Aleinu, writes, and it said in his name, that why we compare to the stars, because a star, it looks like it's so small. You look up in the sky, it looks like it's so small, but you take an airplane, you go, take a rocket ship, you see that star is burning on fire. It's so huge. We think that our potential is nothing, but a Jew is so filled with such great potential. Listen to this tshuva from Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Masko Shlita, quoted on Rosh Hashanah. He said, You're allowed to give a non-yet affiliated Jew an aliyah. And specifically, you're allowed to give an aliyah on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Right? Three-day a year Jew. And Rav Moshe said, 100%. He said, it can't be that a Jew, a Jewish neshama, a yid, can have a connection to the Rosh Hashanah. And for sure, they feel their bonus on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. 100% they get an aliyah. Says Rav Moshe, 100%. This is exactly the word from the Kamana Rebbe. Lemisvar b'nei Yisrael. This should refer to the number. Lemisvar refers to the sapir. This refers to the illumination, the fire, the pintaliyah, the chadush harim. Says like Rav Amir Shlita likes to say, the mugin of Ram. That doesn't matter what a Jew could do. They have the mugin of Ram, that pintaliyah inside of them. It can never be touched by any aveira, by any sin. You can't run away from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You can't run away from your neshama. The neshama will always bring a Jew back. And that is the word lemisvar b'nei Yisrael. Says that the Kamana Rebbe, every Jew has that mispar, every Jew has that pintalet, that sapir, has that torch and that fire and that light inside of them. What an incredible insight from the Kamana Rebbe and from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Rabbi Maskitz, quoting the Rav Moshe Tshuva and the Chidush Harim. Moving on to Adin number 4. Adin number 4 comes to us to the Be'er Moshe, the Ozhevar, Moshe Chil, the Ozhevar. Lamed Bez Tezva, Zayishman Yishun Vayivat Shemanta Avisa Kasiso. So at the end of the day, when Yisrael, Yeshua's going to come fat, became thick and kicked. And at the end of the day, we were wrong against Ribbono Shel Olam, and we degraded a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Ozhevar already, we have to read it differently. Vayishman Yeshua Vayivat, even when we're Vayishman, even when we become fat, which means even when things aren't going our way, and even when we're Yarud, Vayishman Yeshurun, we still stay Beyashrus, we still stay straightforward, we still stay emistic. Right, you look at all the davenings, all about emes, talibin levecha emes, ki ata emes. The bonus wants to be yosher. That even when we're down, like yishman yeshurun, we still yeshurun doesn't just refer to kleister, but it refers to our yashrus. It refers to our straightforwardness, our ability to be emistic and to be pure and honest Jews. And this is what the Baal Turim says. We say in the davening over and over again, the talibinu levecha be emes. Says the Baal Turim, getting ready for Sukkot also. Baal Turim says, "V'tar libeinu lo'avdecha be'emes rasha tevos lulav." The whole avoda of the entire sukkah, really of the entire zman, is to get the emes. Rav Weinberger Shlita once quoted also from the Alexander Rebbe, emes stands for Elul Tishrei Mar Cheshvan. Yeah, it's very easy to be a good Jew in Elul, and even in Yom Kippur, it's good to be a Jew. But the real emes that comes when it's Mar Cheshvan. We're going to talk about that maybe a little later on. Bli Neder, Bez Hashem Yerushalayim. But at the end of the day, we still stay Yashus, even when we're Vayishman, even when we're down, quote unquote, fat. At the end of the day, we never forget who we are. At the end of the day, we never forget our Yashus to be able to do the right thing, to do the correct thing, to make Kavod Shemayim, anything and everything that we do. Credible from the Rav Moshe, the Baal Torah, and the Alexander Rebbe. Moving on to Din number 5. Din number 5 comes from the Sod Yisharim, the grandson of the Meir Shilach, the Sod Yisharim of Ishbetzi Kutz, his father, the Beis Yaakov, the son of the Meir Shilach. This is in Lamed Beis, Lamed Vav. Ki Yodin Hashem Amo, Yalavodi Visnachem, Ki Yiraz, Ozad Yav Eves Atzur Va'ozuv. Hashem will have carried judgment upon his people, and regarding his servants, he shall reconsider when he will see that the hand has gone and there is none saved or emboldened. Says the Beis Yaakov, quoted by the Sod Yisharim, L'asid Lavo, the entire world will see the Ribbono Shel is Ki Yodin Hashem Amo. The Jewish people are not just judged, but we are Yedid. We are the Ribbono Shel's friend. We are Kadosh Baruch Hu's best friend. L'asid Lavo, Yochich, Kivyach, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yodin Hashem, Ki L'mar Asakol Har-Yoy Yisrael, Eim Amo, but Son Mar Yisrael, Ve'ein L'zar Mito. At the end of the day, we are the Ribbono Shel. And at the end of the day, it says, look, little Lashon. The Jewish people have gone through tremendous things. If we were not the Ribbono Shel, we wouldn't be able to last. Without the Ribbono Shel, we would never be able to last. And this is exactly what we say over and over again, right? We are your nation, you're our God, we are your children, you're your father. We are, at the end of the day, we are connected. The whole Indian of Yom Kippur is connecting the father to the son, the melech to the am, the shepherd to the sheep, the vineyard to the watchman. At the end of the day, we're all connected, and that's exactly what the Sod Yisharim says. Ki Yadin Hashem Amo, doesn't Yadin just refer to judge, but Yadin comes from the lashon even did. Yadin, all the whole world will see when Kadosh Baruch Hu makes that judgment, and everything will be so recognized that the Klai Yisrael couldn't live without the Ribbono Shel. The Ribbono Shel is Klai Yisrael, as the Zohar tells us. Kutchibicha Torah. The Kadosh Baruch Chai Sochad, we're all one, and that is the message of the Sod Yisharim quoting the Beis Yaakov, to understand that every single Yid has a pintel Yid, and at the end of the day, that's what all the Svarim, including the Shulchan Aruch and I saw also in the Sod Yisharim Shavoda, he says that it's very important to be able to give tzedakah on Erev Yom Kippur, because to be able to find that pintel Yid to show their bonus, we care about his family, like the Rizal says before davening, he showed their bonus, we can't take care of his family. The Moshe will say, "Ah, you get it. We're all Kadosh Baruch Hu's nation. Ain Melech Balo Am, but it's got to be an Am. We're interconnected with each other, and most of all, says the Ishvitz, we're interconnected to the Ribbono Shel. We wouldn't be able to be Soivel the Galus without our Pintel Yid. That's really what we're celebrating on Yom Kippur. We're celebrating not just the Day of Forgiveness. We're celebrating the Kabbalah Satayra. We're celebrating the Luchos Shnios. We're celebrating that eternal relationship that we have with the Ribbono Shel. Rav Shechter talks a lot about that. Now, for now, let's review these 5 ideas." We started off saying from the Rabbi Simcha Labanim of Pshischa, Yav Kamat Lechi, why is the Torah compared to the rain? Just like rain, when it goes on the ground, it doesn't look like it's doing much, so too Torah. Even when your person is learning, it doesn't look like it's doing much, but it's doing a lot. So too, when a person learns Torah, it's doing tremendous things for our neshama, and that's exactly what the Rav Nefesh HaChaim says, Maksharto, he catches a person up, but Tosher Rabbi says, these are the days, how do we find a Kodesh Baruch Hu? When are we supposed to seek out a Kodesh Baruch Hu during the service of Mitzvah? But where are we supposed to find them? But about the Midrashos, about Tichnis Yil, says the Tosher Rebbe. At the end of the day, we have to Mimar Betorah and Tefillah during these days. We saw Salanter said, just like Shemayim Va'aretz and Lechach, what's the connection between Shemayim Va'aretz and the rain and water? Because at the end of the day, just like our pen, our lathe, it look like they're so far, but at the end of the day, the rain falls from the sky. At the end of the day, we have to make sure to continue going forward. And at the end of the Kutzker Rebbe says, Alav HaKad, keep the Torah on your heart, to let the Torah penetrate. Even if it's not, it'll seep in. And that's Yom HaKadosh, B'nei Yitzchak, where it talks all about Yom and Kippur being Yom HaKadosh. The whole idea, Matzi, Sol, Rishon, Shavoda, we're begging their bonus of going into Yom Kippur, that our children, that they should feel connected to the Torah, they should connect to Yom Kippur throughout the entire year. Beautiful idea from Yisrael Salanter and from the Sod Yisharim Shavoda. The third idea is said from the Rebbe of Kamarna. Misra ben Yisrael, Sapir, every Jew has the pintel yid. And that's what Rav Moshe was saying. Rav Moshe was saying that of course every Jew can get an aliyah even if they're not yet affiliated. And especially Yom HaNoram, every Jew feels they're closest to Ribbono Shel. Has to be even if they go to shul 3 days a year. Chidush Sharon, the Magid of Ram, the pintel yid, doesn't matter what a Jew can do. A Jew can never run away from the Ribbono Shel. The fourth idea from the Ozhar Barebi, Yishman Yishun Vayibad, even when a person, Vayisham, even when they're in a fat, quote unquote, even when they're down, they still keep their yashus, they keep the straightness. That's the whole Indian of these days, is to be emes, ki ata emes, we call the Ribbono Shel. Ki ata sapa emes, but emes, but emes v'tar levin alav v'chabi emes rosh tevas emes. Alexander Rebbe Ravamer quoted Elul Tishrei Mar Cheshvan. And finally, fifth and final idea, he yadin Hashem amo. The entire world will see not only Chabron Hashem judges, but we're Hakadosh Baruch Hu's nation and we're Hakadosh Baruch Hu's am. And just like Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the tzon mar Yisrael, just like the shepherd is with the sheep, that's what we say on Yom Kippur. Avinu Malkeinu Anu Banecha V'Hein Baninu. That's the ultimate climax of the entire Yom Kippur, is to understand. Right, to understand Hashem Hu Elokim, that we are the Ribono Hashem is ours, and we are Kadosh Baruch Hu, to understand we're all one family, we're all one nation. At the end of the day, to understand that that's exactly what's going to happen when Mashiach's going to come. Yom Kippur is a glimpse of La'as Elavo. I end off with this: the Noam Megodim. I saw today quoted Noam Megodim in the classical Chassidish Rambam. I'm going to say this a lot. Ki v'yom azeh yichaper alitim letarizchem yichotachem lefnei Hashem tirharu letarizchem and tirharu. Why the double lashon? Because first we have to do letarizchem. And then we could come lifnei Hashem tidharu. Lifnei Hashem tidharu. First of the Beis Hamikdash, according to Rosh Hashanah and Rashi, Lamed and Daf Lamed. At the end of the day, Latahara Tzchem. We have to do our tahara. We have to do our Yom Kippur avoda, and then we'll be zochet to lifnei Hashem tidharu. Then we'll be zochet to the ultimate tahara. Should be zochet by Hashem to be marba and Torah and Tzvida, to understand that the words will penetrate our entire neshama, even when you don't see it, but they're going to penetrate us. And so just like Shemaim Ma'aretz, the rain comes down, we have to make sure that Yom Kippur penetrates our entire neshama, and everything Kaddish could penetrate us and our children, to understand the pintalid within every yid, to understand even when we're down and out, you have to understand we always have that yashas, and to understand the Ribbono Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael connected forever and ever. And the ultimate day that celebrates that is Yom Kippur. Wishing everyone Gemar Chasim Tov.